In the video you just watched, you may be questioning whether it was financial exploitation or not. Some details Deb did not share include that his friend was arriving at the home with the gas tank of his truck almost completely on empty. The individual Deb supports then paid for the tank to be filled, which was often $30 or more. The friend, who lives close by, was giving the person a ride to a location that was less than 5 miles away, so it did not require a full tank of gas to get to the location. This happened at least once or twice a month for over 6 months. The friend was not a vulnerable adult, but he knew the person Deb supported was a vulnerable adult. Even if you are not sure if something meets the definition of maltreatment, you should err on the side of caution and report it. It is not up to you to determine whether or not it is maltreatment, but it is your responsibility to report suspected maltreatment in the manner required by your state. Let's hear from Deb again as she provides some advice to direct support professionals when they encounter something that may be maltreatment.